Welcome to the Abbot Loop Community Church Podcast. ALCC is a multi-generational church committed to building a growing community reaching Anchorage, Alaska, and the world with the saving message of Jesus Christ.
We at ALCC invite you to come grow with us and hope that this message speaks to you from the heart of God.
Some of you have been praying for a lost loved one, and he hears your cry this morning. He hears your cry this morning. Jesus, come alive in this church, Lord. Let us not just speak words, but let us walk in the truth and the abundance that which you've given us.
Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for worshiping with us. The Lord's speaking to us this morning. Let your fire burn in me, not just for myself, but for the world to see. God is calling us to a deeper level of commitment to Him, a deeper consecrated life. He's calling us to be an alternative to the world, not an accomplice. He's calling us to be radically separated from the world's system, but radically engaged in people's lives, burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we hear your call this morning. Your Holy Spirit is bidding us to come near to you, to allow your fire to burn in us, to burn away the chaff in our lives, to burn brighter so that the love of Christ is a beacon in our lives. So when people see our lives live before you, they see something different. They see a fire that draws them towards us, that ultimately draws them towards you, Jesus. Father, let your light burn in us for the world to see. And as they inquire, let us point them to the true source of all life, the true source of all fire, the true source of life, which is life in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for drawing us near. Thank you, Father, for your presence in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
My name is Carlos Guerra. I'm one of the pastors here at Abbot Loop. And today we have a special treat. We have a guest speaker from Argentina who happens to be a very personal friend of mine. I've been traveling to South America, to specifically Argentina, since 2004. So it is a great pleasure of mine to introduce a man of God. Argentina, for many years, had economic troubles. We're not unaware of economic troubles in our nation, are we? But they had severe economic troubles, psychological troubles. They had a failure, so to speak, with the Falkland Islands back in 1982. So the people were very sort of suffering a lot, so to speak. Churches were very small. Christian churches were very small at that time. And people were desperate. And what happened is pastors and leaders and just Christians got together to fast and pray and just seek the face of God and ask God to move in their country. And that's what happened. There was just a mighty revival happening in the country of Argentina, and there was just an explosion there, and God raised up people. You might have heard of Carlos Anacondia. He started great crusades in that country, and thousands of people just started getting saved. And so there was a big revolution in the Christian community all over the whole country. So the Christian churches started growing, and men and women of God just started being raised up. And Pablo is one of those people who God raised up, and he's an apostle in his church. He got saved when he was 14, and within 2 weeks started preaching the gospel already. And he got ordained a minister at 18, started pastoring at 18. So he's now been pastoring churches for 32 years. He established about 19 different churches in his country, and he travels around the world carrying the anointing for revival. And wherever he goes, he stirs up revival wherever he goes. Does anybody need revival around here? Amen. He's one of my favorites because I get to be stirred up myself because I receive it. And by the way, I'm going to be translating because he speaks Spanish. So be prepared and open your hearts to receive that. So Pablo travels at least 4 or 5 times a year to different places. He's been to Europe and other places in the U.S. So God uses him to go to places to stir people up. And that's what he's here to do. Stir us up. So are you ready? Are you ready? So I want to invite my friend Pablo, an apostle in the body of Christ. Amen. Pablo.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Estoy muy contento de poder estar aquí.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yo sé que es un tiempo especial.
I know it's a special time.
Dios está por hacer grandes cosas.
God is about to do great things.
Gracias por la oportunidad de ministrar en su iglesia.
Thank you for allowing me to minister in your church.
Sé que Dios va a usarlos tremendamente.
I know God is going to use you tremendously.
Es el tiempo de avivamiento.
This is the time for revival.
De milagros.
Of miracles.
De sanidades.
Of healings.
De prodigios.
And a miracle of wonders.
Quiero que hagamos una cosa.
I want us to do something.
Antes de continuar, ponete de pie, por
favor.
Before
we continue, I want us to stand up.
Y ponerle la mano en el hombro al que está al lado.
Put your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you.
Y ora por él.
And pray for them.
Y ora en el espíritu.
Pray in the spirit.
Porque tú no sabes lo que está pasando a él.
Because you don't know what's going on.
Pero
that
Dios sí lo sabe.
Pray for them. Touch them. Touch them.
Señor,
ministrales. Sea
una noche de una mañana de poder.
Let this be a morning of grace and power.
Reciba todo lo que tú tienes.
Receive all that you have for them.
Receive.
It. Open their hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, estoy. Decirle de al lado.
Tell the person next to you.
Qué bueno que vine.
How good it is that you came.
Sit, please. Hallelujah. Quiero compartir una palabra.
I want to share a word.
Que está en el Evangelio de Lucas.
In the book of Luke.
Capítulo 15.
Chapter 15.
Versículo 17, 18.
Verse 17, 18.
Y 19.
And 19.
Y 20.
And 20, okay. Tell me the scriptures one at a time.
Toda la Biblia.
The whole Bible, yeah. 15. Lucas 15.
15,
17. 17. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.'"
Hallelujah. Esta palabra es muy conocida.
This scripture is very well known.
Del hijo pródigo.
Of the prodigal son.
Pero él suelta una declaración.
But he releases a declaration.
En la casa de mi padre.
He says, in the house of my father.
En la casa de mi padre.
In the house of my father.
Todos digan, en la casa de mi padre.
Everyone say with me, the house of my father.
Más fuerte.
A little stronger.
Hay abundancia de pan.
There's an abundance of bread.
El nivel de económico de la casa del padre,
in an economic level, the lowest economic level, the house of the father,
era la abundancia,
was abundance.
El jornalero,
the hired man,
más pequeño,
the smallest,
casi esclavo,
he was almost considered a slave,
tenía abundancia.
He had abundance.
Y el hijo pródigo,
and the prodigal son,
estaba muerto de hambre.
He was just dying of hunger.
Quería comer lo que comían los cerdos.
He wanted to eat what the pigs ate.
Estaba en el chiquero.
He was in the pig's pen.
Pero un día,
but one day,
todos digan, un día.
Everyone say it with me, one day.
One day.
Un día.
Aleluya. Pero un día,
but one day,
vino la revelación.
Revelation came.
Todos digan revelación.
Everyone say revelation.
Revelación.
Revelation.
Significa.
Revelation means.
Correr la cortina.
To
el
move
velo.
The curtain. The veil.
Estaba en el chiquero.
He was in the pig pen.
Y un día.
And one day.
Después de mucho tiempo,
after a long time,
se le corrió la cortina,
he moved the curtain over.
Y dijo, ¡ay!
And he said, ay.
En la casa de mi padre.
He said, in my father's house.
Hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
Vino la revelación.
Revelation came.
La revelación.
The revelation.
Nos lleva a otro nivel.
Takes us to another level.
Más alto.
Much higher.
Otro nivel.
Another level.
Podemos recibir las cosas en nuestro conocimiento.
We can receive things in our knowledge.
Pero no alcanza.
But it's not enough.
Necesitamos revelación.
We need revelation.
Que se corra el velo.
We need to move that veil.
Hay verdades.
There's truth.
Hay cosas grandes.
There's great things.
Que necesitamos que se nos revelen.
We need those things to be revealed to us.
Lo que hay en la casa del Padre.
What's in the house of the Father?
En la casa del Padre.
In the house of the Father.
Hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
Abundancia de milagros.
Abundance of miracles.
De sanidad.
Of healing.
De liberación.
Of liberation.
De poder.
Of power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
¿Cuántos dicen hallelujah?
How many of you can say hallelujah?
Y cada vez que tenemos revelación,
and every time we have revelation,
subimos un nivel,
we rise up higher to another level.
Otro
to
nivel,
another revelation, another higher
otra
level.
Revelación, otro nivel.
Again, a revelation, we go to another step higher.
Deuteronomio capítulo 29,
in Deuteronomy 29,
versículo 29,
verse 29.
Dice que las cosas secretas son de Dios.
It says that the secret things belong to the Lord.
Pero las reveladas nos pertenecen.
But the revealed things belong to us.
A nosotros.
To us.
Y a nuestros hijos.
And to our children.
Cuando tú llegas a una revelación de lo grande que es Dios.
When you come to a revelation of how great God is.
Cuando tienes revelación de la casa del Padre.
When you have revelation of the house of the Father.
De la abundancia del Padre.
Of the abundance of the Father.
Comienzas a vivirlo.
You begin to live it.
Cuando tuvo la revelación, el hijo pródigo,
when the prodigal son had this revelation,
se levantó,
he got up,
y fue al padre,
and he went to the father.
La revelación nos moviliza.
Revelation mobilizes us.
Ahora, en la casa del padre,
in the house of the father,
la mesa está puesta,
the table is set.
La Biblia dice en el Salmo 23,
the Bible says that in Psalms 23,
que preparas mesa,
they say he prepares a table,
en presencia de mis enemigos,
in the presence of my enemy,
ahí está la mesa,
the table is there,
solo tienes que agarrar,
you just have to grab it,
si eres hijo,
you are a son,
entra a la casa del padre,
come into the house of the father,
hay abundancia,
there's abundance there.
¿Cuántos creen que el Señor es dueño de todo el petróleo?
How many of you believe that God is the owner of all petroleum?
Dueño de todas las casas.
How do you believe he's owner of all the homes?
Dueño de todo el oro.
How many believe he's owner of all the gold?
Dueño de toda la comida.
Owner of all the food.
¿Él necesita comida para mantenerse?
Do you think he needs food to maintain himself?
¿Él necesita petróleo para su auto para trasladarse?
Do you think he needs fuel for his auto to transport himself?
Anillo?
You think God needs gold for a ring?
No. ¿Para quién lo tiene?
So then, for who is it for?
¿Cuántos pueden decir para mí?
Who can say it's for me?
For me. No. Con seguridad, ¿para quién tiene todo eso?
With security, I mean security. Confidence,
¿para
for
quién
me.
Tiene todo eso?
For who does he have all of this?
Para mí.
For
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah. En los cielos hay abundancia.
In the heavens, there's abundance.
El nivel de abundancia.
The level of abundance.
Significa que tengo todo lo que necesito.
It means that I have everything I need.
Y un poco más.
And a little bit more.
Esa es la medida de los cielos.
That's the measure of heaven.
En los cielos no hay escasez.
In the heavens, there's no lack.
Hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
Cada milagro que hizo el Señor Jesús con los panes y los peces.
Every miracle that Jesus did with the bread and the fishes.
Había de más.
There was always leftover.
Porque Dios nos bendice.
Because God blesses us.
En abundancia.
In abundance.
Y dice Efesios capítulo 3, versículo 20.
And it says in Ephesians 3:20.
Que aquel que es poderoso,
he who is powerful,
para hacer todas las cosas,
who can do all things,
I like todas las cosas,
I like all things,
mucho más abundantemente de lo que pedimos o entendemos,
much more abundantly than we ask or imagine.
Eso es maravilloso.
It's marvelous.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Ahora, la parábola del hijo pródigo,
in the parable of the prodigal son,
nos habla de dos hijos.
It talks about two children, two sons.
Uno que recibe la revelación,
one that receives a revelation,
pero una revelación pequeña,
but a small revelation.
La de un jornalero,
the revelation of a hired hand,
la economía de un jornalero,
the economy of a hired hand.
Y dice, voy a ir a mi padre,
and he says, I'm going to go to my father,
y le voy a decir que me tome como jornalero,
and I'm going to say, take me as a hired man.
Él no recibió la revelación de hijo,
he didn't receive a revelation of a son,
sino de jornalero,
but that of a hired man.
Pero cuando fue al padre,
but when he went to the father,
¿le dio el padre lo del jornalero?
Do you think the father treated him as a hired hand?
No.
No.
Mucho más.
Much more.
Anillo.
He gave him a ring.
Vestido.
A clothing.
Asado.
He gave him barbecue.
Grande.
Great big barbecue.
Mucha fiesta.
A lot of celebration, yeah.
Mucha fiesta.
A lot of celebration.
Había música.
There was music.
Pero el hijo había tenido la revelación.
But the son had a revelation.
Del nivel,
of a level,
de un jornalero,
of a hired hand.
Pero Dios le dio,
but God gave him,
mucho más abundantemente,
much more abundantly.
Qué bueno ser hijo de Dios.
How great to be a son of God.
Qué maravilloso es entrar a la casa del Padre.
How marvelous it is to enter into the house of the Father.
Qué glorioso es poder tomar lo que el Señor pone a la mesa.
How great it is to take what God has put in the table.
Cuando había fiesta,
when there was a feast,
el hermano estaba enojado.
The older brother was kind of angry.
El padre sale y le pregunta, ¿por qué estás enojado?
So the father asked him, why are you angry?
Ah, vino este tu hijo que malgastó todo con prostitutas.
Oh, here comes your son who wasted everything with prostitutes.
Y tú le pones anillo.
And you give him a ring.
Tú le das vestidos nuevos.
You give him new clothing.
Y haces una gran fiesta.
And you do a great feast for him.
Matas el becerro más gordo.
You kill the big calf for him.
Y a mí,
and for me,
que siempre estuve a tu lado,
I've always been at your side,
que nunca te fallé,
I've never failed you,
que siempre te serví,
I've always served you,
ni un cabrito,
not even a goat,
me diste,
you never gave me nothing,
ni un cabrito tuerto,
not even a crooked-eyed goat,
ni un cabrito atropellado por un auto,
not even a goat that's been hit by a car, you gave me,
nada me diste,
you didn't even give me nothing.
¿Y qué le dice el padre?
But what does the father say?
Hijo.
He said, my son.
Tú siempre estás conmigo.
You've always been with me.
Y todas mis cosas son tuyas.
And all my things have been yours.
Todas mis cosas son tuyas.
All my things are yours.
¿Cuál era el problema de ese hijo?
What was the problem with that son?
No tenía revelación.
He had no revelation.
Que podía tomar todas las cosas.
That he could take all things.
Para el padre era obvio.
For the father it was obvious.
Pero él no se sentía en la confianza de tomarlo.
But he had no confidence to take him.
No tenía la revelación.
He had no revelation.
Yo recuerdo hace unos años atrás.
I remember a few years back.
Estaba predicando.
I was preaching.
De lo que es del padre, es del hijo.
I say, well, what belongs to the father belongs to the son.
Unas semanas después.
But a week later.
Voy a mi placar.
I go to my closet.
A buscar mis zapatillas nuevas.
I look for my brand new tennis shoes.
Entrenar.
Without having worn them yet.
Y no estaban.
And they weren't there.
Voy a buscar mi perfume.
I look for my cologne.
Caro.
They're expensive.
Y no estaban.
They weren't there.
Dije, me robaron.
I thought, oh, they've been robbed.
Entraron ladrones.
Thieves have come in here.
Voy a la habitación de mi hijo.
So I go to my son's bedroom.
Y ahí estaban mis zapatillas.
So there, my shoes were there.
Mis perfumes.
My cologne was there.
Mis corbatas.
My tie.
Yo le digo, hijo.
I said, son.
¿Qué es esto?
What is this?
¿Por qué tienes esto acá?
What do you have this here?
¿Acaso tú no predicas que lo que es del padre es del hijo? Me dijo.
Didn't you just finish preaching what belongs to the father belongs to the son?
Había recibido la revelación.
He received revelation.
Mi hijo no me pide permiso para abrir la heladera y comer.
My son doesn't ask me permission to open the refrigerator to eat.
Porque sabe que lo que es del padre es del hijo.
Because he knows what belongs to the father belongs to the son.
Él no trabaja por esa comida.
He doesn't work for that food.
Él no sabe lo que cuesta.
He doesn't know what it costs.
Pero él abre la heladera y
But
come.
He opens the fridge and eats.
Y cuando están en la adolescencia,
so when he's an adolescent,
parece que no se llenan nunca.
No se llena.
No se llenan, no full.
But, you know, it appears that they're never full.
Necesitan más y más.
They always need more and more and more.
Van a la heladera, la abren a ver qué hay.
They open the fridge just to see what's in there.
¿Por qué?
So why?
Porque tienen revelación.
Because they have a revelation.
Que lo que es del padre.
What belongs to the father.
Es del hijo.
Belongs to the son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
En la casa del Padre
in the house of the Father,
hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
¿Por qué vas a vivir en miseria espiritual?
Why are you going to be in spiritual misery?
¿Por qué vas a vivir en enfermedad?
Why are you going to live in sickness?
¿Por qué vas a vivir en problemas?
Why are you going to live in problems?
En la casa del Padre
in the house of the Father,
hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No están muy contentos.
You're not very happy, huh?
Ahora, déjame decirte algo más.
I'm going to tell you something else.
El hijo pródigo estaba en el chiquero.
The prodigal son was in the pig pen.
Tenía olor a flores.
He had smell of flowers.
Perfume francés.
French smell.
No.
No.
Tenía olor a chancho.
He smelled like pigs.
Vamos a suponer por un momento.
Let's imagine for a moment.
Que él se enamora de una bella niña, jovencita.
He's in love with this beautiful young girl.
Y decide ir a declararse.
So he goes there to kind of announce himself.
Se para.
So he gets up.
Y se acerca.
He gets close to her.
Le dice, I love you.
Says, I love you. Te amo.
Y la señorita dice, wow. Puede ser que sea alto, lindo, hermoso.
Doesn't matter, he could be tall, dark, and handsome.
Pero tenía olor a qué?
But he had a smell of what?
A chancho. Yo no sé si ustedes alguna vez trabajaron con chanchos.
Have you ever worked with pigs?
Pero solo lo tocas.
You just touch them.
Y el olor te queda. Es impresionante cómo se pega ese olor.
And that smell can just hang on to you. It's just unimaginable.
Pero cuando vino al padre.
But when he came to the father.
Cuando vino a la casa del padre.
When he came to the house of the father.
Donde había
where there was abundance.
Vestidos,
there was clothes.
Anillo,
ring.
Asado,
barbecue.
Hallelujah. Argentino.
Argentine barbecue, yeah.
Hasta el olor le cambió el Señor.
Even the odor, God changed the odor.
Se le pegó el olor del asado.
He got the odor of the barbecue.
El olor de la fiesta.
The odor of feasting.
El olor de la casa del Padre.
The odor of the house of the Father.
Cuando vamos a la casa del Padre.
When we go to the house of the Father.
Estamos en la casa del Padre.
We're in the house of the Father.
Toda nuestra naturaleza cambia.
Our whole nature changes.
Nacemos de nuevo.
We're born again.
Tenemos otra fragancia.
We have a new fragrance.
Fragancia del cielo.
Fragrance of heaven.
Fragancia del Espíritu de Dios.
Fragrance of the Spirit of God.
Fragancia de abundancia.
A fragrance of abundance.
Hasta la fragancia nos cambia.
Even our fragrance is changed.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
¿Saben que cada uno de nosotros tenemos una fragancia particular?
You know each of us have a unique fragrance.
Tal vez nosotros no tenemos muy desarrollados el olfato.
Perhaps our nose, our sense of smell is not very well developed.
Tenemos más desarrollados los ojos.
Our sense of sight is more developed.
Pero cuando los lobos marinos van a tener sus crías en la Patagonia,
when the sea lions have their pups in the Patagonia,
todas las madres tienen sus crías juntas.
All the mothers have their pups at the same time, their offspring.
Hay miles de crías.
There's thousands of offspring.
Pero cada madre cuando va al mar a comer y vuelve,
but every mother when they go to the ocean to eat,
entre miles,
among thousands,
reconoce a su cría.
She can recognize her pup.
Why?
¿Por qué?
I like why. Porque cuando nace,
because when they're born,
le sopla el aliento a la cría.
She breathes life into her young.
Y la cría cuando respira ella también lo recibe.
So the young receives that and also responds back by breathing back.
Y ese olor se le queda grabado.
And that odor is recorded.
Y puede reconocerlo.
And the mother can recognize
entre miles de lobos marinos.
Among thousands of sea lions, she can recognize
porque tiene el olor específico.
Because he has a unique odor.
Dios te pone una fragancia del cielo.
God gives you a fragrance from heaven.
Que donde vas.
That wherever you go.
En Alaska.
In Alaska.
En Argentina.
Or in Argentina.
En la China.
Or in China.
En el desierto del Sahara.
Or in the Sahara Desert.
Dios te reconoce.
God knows you.
Dice, ahí va mi hijo.
There goes my son.
Ahí va mi hija.
There goes my daughter.
Tiene fragancia de bendición.
You got a fragrance of blessing.
Tiene fragancia del cielo.
You have a fragrance of heaven.
Si ves lo que sucedió en Génesis.
If you saw what happened in Genesis.
¿Por qué Isaac?
Why did Isaac?
Soltó la bendición sobre Jacob.
Why did Isaac release the blessing over Jacob?
Es porque lo besó, lo abrazó.
Because he blessed them, hugged them and kissed them.
Y lo olió.
And he smelled them.
Igual que las madres.
Just like the mothers.
Cuando vienen los jóvenes adolescentes.
When the children are young, adolescents.
Vienen y, a ver, ¿tienes olor a cigarrillo?
Says, smell them. You have a smell of cigarettes.
Y él dijo, tienes olor al campo bendecido.
And I just said, you have the odor of a blessed field, a field that God has blessed.
Isaac soltó la bendición sobre Jacob.
And Isaac released a blessing over Jacob.
A causa del olor.
Because of that odor.
Dios no solo te da una nueva naturaleza.
God not only gives you a new nature.
Eres hijo de Dios.
You're a child of God.
No solo te da una casa para entrar.
Not only he gives you a house to enter into.
Casa de abundancia.
House of abundance.
Sino hasta que te da un olor de bendición.
But he gives you an odor of blessing.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Que te puede reconocer.
That he can recognize you.
Hay olor a fracaso.
There's odors of failure.
Hay olor a violencia.
There's odors of violence.
El año pasado,
about a year ago,
estaba predicando en Oklahoma.
I was preaching in Oklahoma.
Y estaba hablando de el olor.
I was speaking about odor.
Y bajo para orar por una persona.
I go down to pray for a person.
Y siento que Dios le dice que le cambiaba la fragancia.
And I sense God telling this person that God is changing her fragrance.
De la fragancia de la violencia.
The fragrance of violence.
A una fragancia de paz y de bendición.
To a fragrance of peace and blessing.
Y esa mujer comienza a gritar.
And that woman begins to yell and scream. Ah! Me
un poco más fuerte que él.
A little stronger than me. It's just
y yo me sorprendí.
And I got surprised.
Pero cuando terminó el servicio.
But when the service was ended.
Los pastores hablaron conmigo.
Pastors spoke with me.
Y me dijeron, tú no te imaginas lo que le dijiste.
You cannot imagine what you spoke to her.
Porque ella vino escapando de México.
Because she came running away from Mexico.
Vio cómo mataban a su esposo acribillado.
They saw how her husband was murdered.
Y a su hijo assassinated. Y a su hijo decapitado.
And they decapitated her son in front of her.
Y tomó sus otros hijos.
So she had taken her sons.
Y huyó a Estados Unidos.
She fled to the U.S.
Pero aquí la estaban persiguiendo.
But here they was following her too.
Ella pensaba.
So she thought.
Que cuando entrara aquí.
That when she came here.
Iba a tener más problemas.
She wasn't going to have any more problems.
Pero eso le seguía.
But it followed her.
Porque lo tenía en su espíritu.
Because she had it in her spirit.
Pero cuando vos le dijiste que Dios le cambiaba hasta la fragancia.
But when you told her that God was going to change even her fragrance.
Recibió una tremenda y poderosa palabra.
She received a tremendous word.
Quiero decirte en esta mañana.
I want to tell you this morning.
Que si eres un hijo de Dios.
That you're a child of God.
Entra a la casa del Padre.
Come into the house of the Father.
Toma todo lo que tiene el Padre.
Take everything that God has
entra
for you.
En la fiesta del Padre.
Enter into the feast of the Father.
Come del asado que el Padre preparó.
Eat of that feast and barbecue that God has prepared
llenate
for you.
De la fragancia del Espíritu.
And take of the fragrance of the Spirit.
De la abundancia
of
de
the
Dios.
Abundance.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you can say amen?
Hallelujah. En la casa de mi padre.
In the house of my father.
Hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
De pan.
Of bread.
Para los jornaleros.
For the hired hand.
Pero si le entregas tu corazón a Cristo.
But if you give your heart to Jesus.
Lo invitas a Jesús.
If you invite Jesus into your heart.
Pasas a ser un hijo de Dios.
You're going to be a child of God.
El Evangelio de Juan.
In the Gospel of John.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículo 12.
Verse 12.
Dice que a los que creen.
Says to those who believe.
A los que le recibieron.
To those who receive him.
Les dio la potestad.
He gave them power.
De ser hijo de Dios.
To be sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Es bueno ser hijo de Dios.
It's great to be a son of God.
Es lindo ser hijo de Dios.
It is wonderful to be a son of God.
Pero es mejor ser hijo de Dios con revelación.
But it's better to be a son of God with revelation.
Los cielos están abiertos. abierto.
The heavens are open.
La casa del Padre está abierta.
The house of the Father is open.
Entra y toma tu prosperidad.
Enter in and take your prosperity.
Tu sanidad.
Your healing.
Tu liberación económica.
Your deliverance. Your deliverance economically.
La bendición familiar.
The blessing for your family.
La casa del Padre.
The house of the Father.
Hay abundancia.
There's abundance.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Manto ruba shata para mandi. Hey, aleluya. Yo no soy un predicador tradicional, sorry.
I'm not a traditional speaker, preacher.
Yo camino sobre los bancos.
I walk around the benches.
Pero yo siento que Dios está haciendo unos cambios tremendos aquí.
But I sense God is doing some changes here.
Hay gente que está entrando a la nueva naturaleza, a ser hijos de Dios.
I sense people entering into the new nature, into the presence of God.
En este momento.
In this moment.
Y hay cristianos.
And there's Christians here.
Que están entrando a una nueva revelación.
Or entering into a new revelation.
Aleluya, Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Él se está moviendo.
He's moving here.
Recibí la palabra.
Receive the word.
Recibí la revelación.
Receive the revelation.
Que entre tu espíritu.
Let it enter into your spirit.
Tal vez la leíste por mucho tiempo.
Perhaps you read it for a long time.
La oíste por mucho tiempo.
You've heard of it for a long time.
Que venga la revelación.
But let it come. Let the revelation come to your spirit.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Mantaray. Ponete de pie, por favor.
Stand to your feet, please.
Yo quiero orar.
I want to pray.
Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Yo quiero orar primero. Cierren todos sus ojos.
Close your eyes. I want to pray first.
Por aquellos que quieren ser hijos de Dios.
For those who want to be sons of God first.
Que quieren entrar a la casa del Padre.
Who want to enter into the house of the Father.
Que necesitan salvación.
Who need salvation.
Que necesitan recibir a Jesucristo.
Who want to come and receive Jesus Christ.
Para ser hijos de Dios.
To be a child of God.
Así que si tú eres uno de esos.
If you're one of them.
En el lugar donde estás.
In the place where you're at.
Levanta tu mano.
Lift up your hand.
Yo quiero orar por ti.
I want to pray for you.
Levanta tu mano.
Lift up your hand.
Aleluya. Hay una mano. ¿Quién más?
Así. I see another one over there.
Aleluya. Aquí hay otro. Gloria a Dios. Hay más manos. Gloria a Dios. La presencia de Dios está aquí.
The presence of God is here.
Papá está aquí.
Father is here.
Repetí conmigo.
Repeat with me.
Señor Jesús.
Lord Jesus.
Te entrego mi corazón.
I give you my heart.
Te entrego mi vida.
I give you my life.
Perdona mis pecados.
Forgive my sin.
Hazme tu hijo.
Make me your son or child.
Y escríbeme.
Write in me.
En el libro de la vida.
In the book of life.
Soy tuyo.
I am yours.
Para siempre.
Forever.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus.
Por la nueva vida que me das.
For the new life that you give me.
Y porque ahora soy tu hijo.
Because now I am your child.
Y recibo revelación.
And I receive revelation.
Now. Shora manda la papa shaya. El Espíritu de Dios está moviendo.
The Spirit of God is moving.
Y hay muchos hijos.
And there are many sons.
Que están entrando a otro nivel de revelación.
Who are entering into another level of revelation.
De provisión.
A provision.
De poder.
Of power.
De bendición.
Of blessing.
De fragancia del
a
cielo.
Fragrance of heaven.
La mesa.
The table.
Hijo, la mesa.
Son, daughter, the table.
Está llena.
It's full.
Está llena.
It's full.
Toma ahora.
Take it now.
Toma tu sanidad.
Take your healing.
Toma tu prosperidad.
Take your prosperity.
Toma la misericordia.
Take away the mercy.
Take the mercy. Toca ahora.
Touch now.
Toca ahora.
Touch now.
Señor, revelación.
Lord, revelation.
De lo que hay en tu casa.
What is in your house?
Que por ser tus hijos.
Because we are your children.
Es para nosotros.
It's for us.
Aleluya. Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Ora en el Espíritu por un momento más. Ora manda la basura manda. Shiri para barakanda. Ando rubo shoro manda la bacana ay canta. Maravillas, señales,
signs and wonders,
prodigios,
miracles,
paz,
peace,
bendición,
blessing,
ahí en la casa del Padre.
They're in the house of the Father.
Entra.
Enter in.
Entra.
Enter in.
Toca, Padre.
Touch now.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Luego vamos a tomar un tiempo.
And we're going to take a moment to pray. Do you want to close? Yeah.
Aleluya.
Well, thank you, Pastor Pablo, for the encouraging message and the reminder of actually who we are in the Lord. And, you know, as believers, as Christians, it's really important for us to remember just who we belong to, right? We belong to the King, the Creator of the universe. Sometimes we need to be reminded of that. So thank you, Pastor Pablo. And Father, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for who we are and who we belong to. You are our Father, and you love each and every one of us so personally. And Father, sometimes when we go through the dailities of life, the things that we have to face each day, day in and day out, sometimes we just get so bogged down, we forget who we are and who we belong to. And so I pray for this week, God, I pray there be a constant reminder in our hearts that you would remind us whenever we're having a hard time, that you would remind us who we belong to. And so I pray, God, I pray your blessing on each and every one here today. God, let us go forth into our communities, into our workplaces, into our families, and be examples to you, for you. We can reach out and touch lives around us. And so I pray for that this week, God. We believe you for great things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for coming today.